The Gemara here on Tanya Saf Yud Ches, elaborated on by Rashi, the Gemara repeats itself in Bava Vasra Daf Yud, cites the remarkable story about a wicked Roman leader whose name was Tarinus, who found his daughter dead near the city of Lud, and he immediately accused all the Jews in the city of killing his daughter, and as a retribution, as revenge, he promised to wipe out all the Jews. Now, that's a machlokas we've shown him, what the extent of the Gezerah was. Was it people of Lud? Was it all of Klal Yisrael? There was certainly a degree, a shas shmad, on the Jewish people. And they would be slain in revenge. In order to save the town from the terrible decree, there were two brothers, two very special brothers, one named Lilinus, the other named Pappus. And they pretended that they had killed the girl, and they gave themselves over to the Roman general so that they would be killed, and thereby saving the rest of the Jewish people. And in the discussions of being Moser Nafsho, giving up oneself up, this sugya plays an important role. In a letter to Rav Kook, there was a Rav Zalman Pines who argued to Rav Kook that we see from the story that it's 100% mutter and perhaps a mitzvah for an individual to go and give up his life for the sake of somebody else, for the sake of the klal. That a person, al pi halach, is allowed to go, knowingly sacrifice his life in order to go save other people, even though he himself may not be chayv to do what he says, but certainly there's a mitzvah to go and do such a thing. So Rav Kook in the Mishpat Kohen, in his Shuvas and Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, he argues, and he says there is in fact no proof from our Gemara that an individual has to give up his life in order to save more people. And he says the story is unique because in this story, everyone was going to be killed regardless. Lulinus and Pappus already had a death sentence on them. Everybody in the town, according to the way Rav Kook reads the Gemara and the way Rav Kook reads Rashi, was going to be killed anyway. They were already dead men walking. So by them going to give up themselves didn't change their situation. They, instead of allowing everybody to remain silent and then be slain by the Roman general, they simply offered themselves up. That took away the brunt from everybody else, and everybody else was saved. But they were already going to be killed. And therefore, says Rav Kook, there's no proof from our Gemara that a person who is not in danger is allowed to put themselves in danger and violate the mitzvah of a chai bahem, to keep yourself alive, in order to go save other people. Why, then, was it allowed in this case, says Rav Kook? Rav Kook says, because this is a special exception, leman, in order to save Klal Yisrael. There was a big majority of the Jewish people here who were going to be killed, and for the sake of saving the klal, therefore they were allowed to give up their life. If it was only a couple of people or an individual, one would not be allowed to violate v'chai v'hem in order to go and give up their life in order to save other people. That's how Rav Kook reads our Gemara. He does say, "Upshita shem mitzvah shel chasidus gedol ha'yalim sur nafsho." There was a great mitzvah of chasidism to go and do this, but they didn't have to. And he says, "Ein kol briya yachol lamba b'chitzasam." As the Gemara Basra says, certainly you get zechus, and they're meritorious, and they did a great thing, but they didn't have to go do what they did. Rav Moshe, the Igros Moshe in Yeraday, in Chelik Beis, and Siman Kufay and Dalad, he has a long tshuva to the Minchas Yitzchak about whether a person has to give up a limb in order to save somebody else. And within that discussion, he understands very, very differently what happened. He writes as follows. He says, "V'zeh shepapas filulinus achim she'amru al atzmam sheker." They lied about themselves. Shem hargu basa melech. They say they killed the king's daughter. Kedei lahatzlas yisrael, in order to save the Jewish people, as the Gemara here in Tanya says, as Rashi explains. Af shemashma shem loya b'chlal gzeira. He reads that it implies that they weren't included in the gzeira. Midechazina and davar shasu davar hayoser gadol shari b'shvil mitzvah zu ein briya cholam b'mechitzasan. He says Rav Moshe reads the Gemara totally differently. He says they weren't included in the gzeira. There was no point that they were never in danger. In Rav Kook's reading of the Gemara, they were already in danger and they gave up themselves in order to save everybody else. The way Rav Moshe reads the Gemara, they were never in danger at any point. They came in from the outside, and then they gave up their lives in order to save the klal. So he has a different approach. And he sees the heter stemming from the idea, again, that it was for the sake, leman klal, you saw in order to save the klal, but coming from a different angle, not that they were necessarily in any point of danger, but they actually went above and beyond. They put themselves in danger to go and save the Jewish people. As the Gemara Basra said, someone who goes and acts like this is a Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and when they're killed by goyim in such a way. And this, again, refers to our Gemara. The Rambam in his Igeres HaShmad, which he wrote to people who were in a very difficult situation, says that based on this, anyone who's killed Al Kiddush Hashem, even if he has sins like Yeruvim ben Nevat, even he did terrible, terrible things, is Zochus Olam Haba. Someone who has no shaychus to Torah and Mitzvah, someone who did terrible, terrible things, goes in his Moser Nefesh in order to save the Jewish people, they go straight to Olam Haba, regardless of what happened beforehand. And would appear from the Rambam understands that people, that anyone who acts in such a way goes to Olam Haba, regardless of the past actions. But we have to be careful in the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about someone who chooses to be Moser Nefesh. This creates the very uncomfortable situation about how do we deal with the Kedoshim from the Holocaust. Because in those situations, if someone was not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, and they didn't have any Zechuyos, and they didn't knowingly give up their life, they didn't have the choice, so then why is that called dying on Kiddush Hashem? So the poskim after the Holocaust discuss this issue in itself, and a lot of introductions to Svarim written by survivors, Rabbanim who survived the Holocaust, they discuss this topic, and they all come to a conclusion that Klal Yisrael paskin, so to speak, that was considered dying on Kiddush Hashem. Regardless, the Pele Yoetz writes in his Sefer in the Erech Hatzalah, he says, there are many people of empty of mitzvahs, but they have the mitzvah of saving Jewish people, and this can change the scales, even though Hashem doesn't accept bribes. For this mitzvah, this singular mitzvah of dying on Kiddush Hashem, Hashem can be bribed, so to speak, and it can tip the scales, even if you have no zechuyos beforehand. And perhaps the source is a Gemara in Tainus a few pages later in Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Baroka Chaza would frequently be joined by Eliyahu HaNavi as his guest. And one day they were in the market, and Rabbi Baroka Chaza asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is anybody here who's going to Olam Haba? So Eliyahu HaNavi said, no one's here right now. And then a few minutes later he said, oh, there's a guy over there. And he looked at the guy over there. He was wearing all black. He was wearing non-Jewish clothing. Notes that this didn't look from Bechlal. So he was told that this man was a jailer, and he imprisoned men and women separately. And he would put his bed in between them to make sure that no one would harm the women. And he would endanger himself to help a Jewish girl who was in danger from her captors. And he dressed like a non-Jew so he could pass amongst them undetected, and he could hear of any gzeiros against the Jewish people in order to warn the Jewish people to daven to Hashem. So the Gemara indicates as well that those people who put in effort to save the Jewish people are B'nai Olam Haba, regardless of the way they appear or act. That what doesn't matter in this case is on the outside. What matters is the Mesiras Nefesh on the inside for someone who acts Laman Klal Yisrael. So with this in mind, all of it we said in mind, Ruchaim Shmulevitz gave a shmuz that is recorded only in the new printings of the Sichos Musar. It is not in the old printings. It was first published in the Sefer Zikaron in memory of Ruchaim Shmulevitz by the Moria Publishing House, and was included by the family in the second printing of the Sichos Musar. And this is a sicha he gave on Erev Sukkot 1973 in the midst of the Yom Kippur War. Listen to what Chaim Shalevitz says. He says, Mamarim Zal, Chazal say, Haruge Lod, those killed in Lod, Ein Kol Riyah Yechol Lamod Ben L'chitasan, no one can stand where they stand before Hashem, V'hum Yishum Shemasu Nafshem Ba'ag Yisrael, because they gave up their lives to the Jewish people, U'kezani Omer, and therefore I say, says Chaim Shalevitz, Al Eilu Shemosim Nafshem Avur Hatzalasenu, those people who go defend the Jewish country, She'ein Kol Olam Yechol Lamod Ben L'chitasan, no one can stand in the place where a member of Tzahal stands, where the Jewish soldiers stand. V'achiv sheish alein l'hispalel aleihem hu b'li gavul. The amount you can daven for a soldier, a Jewish soldier, who protects Eretz Yisrael and the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, is to no end. You can never daven enough for such an individual. Shorei rak avur haposeach pesach l'chaver omrizal nefshul chayv lo. Someone who does you a favor and allows you to, you know, get to where you need to go. Chazal say, you're chayev to be moser nefesh for such a person. Kal v'chomer l'misha moser nafsho ba'adenu hachiv aleinu b'li gvulhu. Kal v'chomer, anyone who is giving up their lives for Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, there is no end to the extent that you have in Akar Satova Mesiras Nefesh for such a person, and there's no end to the amount of davening that you can do for such a person. This is what Chaim Shlomit said to his Bachram in Yeshiva Mir as the Yom Kippur War was going on regarding their responsibility in that situation, all stemming from the story of Haruge Lud and the important message of realizing that the level and the act of Mesiras Nefesh, serving in the Jewish army on behalf of Klal Yisrael, puts those soldiers in a place that most people cannot go.